Blog Talk Radio. The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Well, good morning to all of our callers out there in caller land. I am Michael Baptiste. I'm going to be your host this morning on this morning's Blog Talk Radio show. Now, first things first, we did say good morning, but I want to, you know, dive right into what we're going to be talking about today because we've got an extremely exciting topic on hand, you know, that's literally going to change the lives of you, you know, and anyone else who listens to this show. It's going to be power-packed and, you know, with a bunch of information. And I'm not going to hype this thing up too much. You know, we're just going to dive straight in. And the topic we're going to be discussing today is why you should attend the International Mastermind Association Mid-Year Conference in Boca Raton, July 20th. Now, I'll tell you a little bit about me and who I am and, you know, what exactly it is that International Mastermind Association has done for me and my life over the last 12 months. So I got started with masterminding about a little bit over a year ago, way back in February of 2012. And since I've been doing so, you know, my life, it's gone on this incredible journey where I've been able to access, you know, some incredible powers within myself and also, you know, getting around other like-minded people who help me discover things about myself that I didn't even know. So, you know, I got started. I met Ms. McNeil and, you know, she basically instilled the Think and Grow Rich philosophy into my life, you know, by simply giving me a copy of the book and, you know, allowing me to join the Mastermind Association. And one of the things in the Mastermind Association that you are required to do is set goals, you know, and have a vision for your life and where you want your life to go. So last year, one of the goals that I set, you know, I set a goal to come back into the school year and I'm a college student. I attend school at Florida Memorial University. One of the goals that I set for myself was, you know, to have an outstanding basketball season and also to perform better in the classroom than I've done any year in college. So year goes by on the court as well as off the court in the classroom. And on the court, I did very well. I made, you know, first team all-conference, all-defensive team, and I ended up, you know, getting ranked, you know, named the MVP of the team. And I had a great year. And also in the classroom, you know, I got the highest GPA into my college career thus far. And in the fall semester, I actually got a 3.2, which was my highest GPA as a student athlete. And then the spring semester, I actually got a 3.3. So, you know, my grades, you know, they went up and they got better. And on the court, you know, I accomplished some amazing things that I only dreamed about. And I honestly have to say, you know, it was because of the fact that I set goals, I worked towards my goals, and I masterminded with other like-minded people, which allowed me to go out and reach my goals. And honestly, it was all because of the Mastermind Association and, you know, the little seeds that I planted in my head at the annual mid-year last year, 2012. So for me, with the results that I've gotten, you know, I understand what it's going to take for you to get, you know, to become successful and start moving to another level with your life. It's going to take you masterminding, getting around like-minded people, and it's going to take you coming out to the event, different. And why do I say coming out to the event? Because that's the only way that you're going to experience what it's like to be a part of the Mastermind Association is by getting out, coming out, and standing toe-to-toe with other people who are part of the organization and who are, you know, a part of the Zinc Brewers philosophy, who live it every single day, and people who are getting the same type of results that you want one day with your life. So if you just call us going, you know, it's very simple. Masterminding helps you unlock powers within yourself by using the knowledge, experience, skills, and abilities of other people around you. So rather than blabbing on, I want to dive right into the book. Because in the book, you know, as they say, the pen is mightier than the sword, there are some powerful statements that, you know, as I read this morning, they just jump out to me. And I think it's important for you to understand these and know what these are. Okay, so the first line that I want to read to you is in chapter 9, The Power of the Mastermind, and this is the thinking Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised, and this is the new version, actually, that makes all of this obsolete. So if you have your book, just open it up to page 181, where we can dive right in and go over this line. Okay, so organized effort is produced through the coordination of effort of two or more people who work toward a definite end in a spirit of harmony. Let me slow down a little bit so you can get that. So power is required for the accumulation of money. Power is necessary for the retention of money after it has been accumulated. So what this means to me is that in order to reach your maximum potential in life, in order to make as much money as you see yourself making in life, and in order to just truly live your dreams and just make anything that you want happen, in order to do so, you're going to need to have a mastermind around you that's going to help you go forward in the direction of your goals, in the direction of your dreams, and with the Thinking Grow Rich philosophy, in the direction of your life purpose. Because we're all here for a reason. You're here for a reason. The only way you're going to find it out is by getting around like-minded people. They're going to help you discover what's inside of yourself in order to live your life and live your dreams. So if we've got any callers with any questions, right now I want to open the call up for any questions. So if you've got a question about what we've read and gone over so far, you know, right now just raise your hand. And in order to do so, you want to get in and press 1. And also, if you'd like to say something, you can go right ahead, Ms. McNeil.
Well, good morning. This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder Building Stronger and Better Lives. And thank you so very much, Michael, for the invitation to participate in the show this morning. I really would like to just really ask you a question, if you don't mind. And that is, yes, from what you shared with us about the book and the masterminding process, can you share with us maybe one of your favorite stories from the book? There's millions of people all over the world that have read this book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And I was talking with some students on yesterday in my office, some interns, and reading the book is a requirement for employment at our organization at MCO Construction and Constructively Speaking here in Miami. And they were sharing, I asked each of them to share with me their favorite story from the book. And these are high school students. So if you would, could you share with us one of your favorite stories from the book, please? Thank you.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Now, one of my favorite stories comes from a story very early on in the book. And, you know, I also get into why it's my favorite story as well. But let's get into the story. So the story goes like this. There's a little girl, and I believe she was a slave girl at the time, or she was on a farm or plantation, whatever the case may be. But the little girl, she goes into a barn where the white slave master is, and she goes and told me, she says, listen, you know, my mom needs 50 cents,
and she sent me to come to you to get 50 cents. And so the guy looks at her like, what? Get out of my face. And turns around, he goes back to work. And he thinks that, you know, the little girl's going to walk away, and then he turns around, you know, a few minutes later, and the little girl, she's still standing there. She's standing right there in the doorway, staring at him, waiting for him to, you know, give her the attention again. And as soon as he turns around, the little girl says to him, my mama said to send me over here to get 50 cents. Now I need 50 cents from you. Then as I'm reading, I'm like, yo, what? This little girl's about to get killed. What is she doing? Right? And so the guy, you know, he gets a little bit more mad. He says, go away now. And he turns around and goes back to work without even waiting to see if she walked away. So next thing you know, he turns around again. And this time when he turns around, he just gets furious simply because the little girl, she's still standing there. She's still standing in the doorway, just staring at this man. And the man walks over to her really aggressively. You know, he speeds over to her. He has his fist balled up. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, boy, it's going down. She's about to get the business. She's about to get taken care of by this guy. And so the guy gets over there, and the girl, she looks at him. You know, she has a lot of courage. She's got a lot of heart. Because she just looks at this man as he rushes up on her, and she screams in his face, my mama said, give me 50 cents, so give me 50 cents right now. I mean, I'm trying to hold back the laugh, but it was just mind-blowing. Because after that little girl said that, this giant, I wouldn't say giant, but this large-sized, 200-pound-plus man just stops in cold defeat. Reaches down into his pocket, and he pulls out two shiny 25-cent quarters, and he hands them over to this little girl. Wow.
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 That is
simply amazing. That is amazing. So I'm curious now, what has that story done in your life in the area of persistence and having a bulldogged faith goal? Can you share with us what is that, you know, give us an example of what you've done with this story and how this story may have impacted your life in a situation similar?
Okay, well, great. I can give you a good example. You know, for the longest period of time, I've always wanted to travel around the world. And it's actually, you know, been bothering me because I haven't been able to do it for the past 20-some-odd years. And, you know, I spoke with one of my mentors, and she told me, you know, I should go do study abroad. Now, when she told me the idea, you know, in my mind, I was actually, you know, thinking of going off and entering the professional world as a professional athlete with, you know, with my basketball career. However, she told me that, you know, this is a perfect time to do it. Take advantage of the opportunity, and it hit all the right, you know, emotions within me because I've been wanting to do it for so long. So remembering the story of how the little girl just kept going after it, I said, you know what, I'm going to travel, and I'm going to go around the world, and I'm just going to go do it. So when study abroad came into my mind and came into the picture, I said, I'm going to do it no matter what. And although it took some time for me to really start taking action, you know, I'm actually at a point right now where I started at $0. I mean, I didn't know how I was going to do it. I'm actually, I wanted to travel to China, you know, as a foreign exchange student to study and learn about the Chinese culture. And in order for me to go to China, it was going to cost about a little bit over $12,000. And, you know, I had $0 that I was starting with, but I knew that just like the little girl going out there at 50 cents, you know, if I just don't quit and I just keep going no matter what, I'll definitely be going to China. So I got started with, you know, I started going to the financial aid advisor, applying for different scholarships online. I started calling people, asking them if they could sponsor me. I put up campaigns online, I asked for donations, and I just did everything within my power to do it. I mean, I was on Facebook talking to people, Twitter, emailing people, talking to people I didn't know, cold calling people I didn't know. And just using every single resource that was in my vicinity. And you know, after a while, you know, I started raising $25 today. You know, the next day I'll raise $30. The next day somebody would donate, you know, $50 to me. And then, you know, another day I get a scholarship for $3,000. And, you know, it just got to the point where so many things were happening and I was creating so much momentum that, you know, all the money, it literally just came to me. I mean, yesterday I was told by my financial aid advisor that she would be able to give me more money on my financial aid in order to go to China. And so basically yesterday I paid off the entire $12,000+ that I needed in order to go to China. And I started from zero. And now I'm at a point where the next phase for me is literally to buy a ticket and fly over to China to study abroad next month in August, where I'll be there for 5 months.
And just wow, like that's exciting, Michael. And I do want to make sure, Michael, that our listening audience understand that this was directly related to a mastermind goal that you had. And with your mastermind partner, you wrote the goal, did not know what the plan was going to look like, but wrote out a plan as best as you could. And by masterminding that process, and that's why we want to make sure that our listening audience understand the value of having a mastermind group, number one, the value of having a mastermind partner, number two, but also the value of associating and aligning yourself with a larger group of individuals who will hold you accountable on a regular basis, and that's what our mid-year conference in July the 20th, 2013 is all about at the Embassy Suites Hotel in beautiful Boca Raton, Florida. So I just wanted to just share that. And I know we have Malachi Monroe will be calling in later to participate as a youth. And even though people cannot tell your age, but just for the mere fact that you are a youth and you are a student, hopefully and prayerfully it lets everybody know that anybody can do this. And if we have any callers who are interested, like Michael said, in asking any questions, please feel free to raise your hand and let us hear from you. So, Michael, if you could please just continue with the reading of the book. Thank you.
Okay. Absolutely. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, just, you know, just one more thing that that has really, you know, changed my life. I want to share this quick little story. Is about, you know, masterminding. You know, last year I went to the mid-year conference, and when I got there, you know, I had on this nice suit. You know, it's one of my first times wearing it, and I was really excited about it. However, you know, one of the buttons broke on the suit, and as the button broke, I was just really sad. I was like, oh, man, this sucks. I can't wear the suit. I can't button it. People are going to look at it. They're going to notice. Oh, man, what am I going to do? And so as I'm standing outside of the doors, I noticed my mastermind partner. And I'm like, yo, hold on. Yo, come over here for a second. You know, I give her a hug and we start chit-chatting. And right away I tell her, listen, you know, my button came off my jacket. Can you help me, please? So she says, yeah, no problem. She takes me around the corner. And out of her purse, she whips out, a needle and thread. And I was just so amazed. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm not even going to ask. I'm not even going to ask. Just, you know what? Let's do what we got to do to get this button back on my jacket. And so we go around the corner. She takes out this needle and thread. She grabs the button. She grabs the front of my jacket. She starts stitching in and out, weaving the needle through the button, back from the back of the button. And she just continuously does this over and over and over and over. Now, I don't know. I know nothing about sewing clothes together. So for me, you know, I thought I was doomed because my button on my jacket was off. But luckily, my mastermind partner, she actually, on the spot, sewed my button back into my jacket. And so, you know, that simple experience right there where my mastermind partner was able to help me fix my jacket when I couldn't do it myself. That simple experience showed me the power of masterminding. It showed me that because when there's something that you can't do, something you don't have, and something that, you know, it's difficult for you to overcome,
with the power, with you know, when you have mastermind partners who have those skills, who have that knowledge that you don't, it makes it a lot easier to get things done and move forward. So let's get back into the book. I just want to share that quick story with you. Now, another great point.
Wait, Michael, before you go too quickly, I just want to make sure that we do open the line for Malachi Daniel Monroe. He's also on the line. I just want to introduce him and have him just join us on the show. Good morning, Malachi Daniel Monroe.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Yes, I know you had some technical difficulties this morning, but welcome to the show. I was so very glad to have you on this morning. I think Michael had a question for you.
Yes. Mr. Monroe, good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good, ma'am.
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So my question to you, Mr. Monroe, is, you know, how long have you been masterminding? And since you've been masterminding, you know, what has masterminding actually done for you?
Well, to start off, since my grandmother is very much involved in the whole concept of masterminding, I've been masterminding since I was about five. That year, that was the first year that I had my vision statement, my mission statement, and the goals and all the areas of my life. And so I think that was a pretty good start for me. I was able to basically plan out my life and set goals on what exactly I wanted to achieve, which brought more structure to my life as I grew.
Okay, very good, very good. And was there a specific age you remember starting at?
Pardon me?
Was there a specific age that you remember starting your masterminding experience?
Around five or six.
Five or six, wow. Wow, well, you're definitely on the right path, starting at 5 years old. And that is the advantage of starting young. It's wonderful, wonderful. And another question, Mr. Monroe. You know, your experience at the mid-year event, can you tell us a little bit about it, please?
I think the mid-year event, I think the mastermind experience on the whole isn't complete without attending the mid-year event. It really brings together the whole mastermind concept as we discussed on the radio or on conference calls, and it's much better to see the people and see how it's applied to their lives and how it's changed their lives and, for the better. And so when you can interact with people, set your goals in person, see other people's goals, and listen to their story, it just makes the experience so much better. So, I mean, you already hear it on the radio, you hear it on the calls, you read Think and Grow Rich, but when you can actually see its effect on people, it's just truly amazing.
Wow. And so what's been the biggest the biggest lesson you've learned, you know, since you've been attending the events?
Pardon me?
I said what's been the biggest lesson that you've learned, you know, by attending the events? Like the mid-year.
Really, event? I think this is something that everybody has utilized in their goals, but I think the persistence, and if you have the right goal set and if you apply them the right way to your life with the help of family or friends, I really think working together and persistence really stands out the most because, of course, if you have goals and this is something that you really want to achieve, you automatically aren't really going to give up that easily. But I think sometimes you might get a little discouraged. But this is where when you go back over your whole plan, read over your mission statement, I really think persistence is one of the major lessons that I've learned and that I've used through this journey.
Wow, that's great. That's great. That's very great. And, you know, persistence is extremely important whenever you want to accomplish anything that's huge in life. So that's great. That's great. And if you could share with us, you know, what's one of the goals that you've actually been able to accomplish, you know, through masterminding and attending the mastermind events?
Well, one of my first goals, this is one of my stories as a masterminder, was 1 or 2 years back. And so my grandmother and I, we go to an annual conference. It's a speaker's conference. And so my goal was to get my book published, and I hadn't done any work on it all year. And so my grandmother, she let me know, hey, Anastasia, next year, are you going to do this or you're not? And I was still undecided. And so I just pulled together everything that I had, and I wrote the book in about, 3 weeks. And it was released just before we went to NSA. And that actually sparked my Fox News interview on the book. I actually met the lady in the lobby of the hotel. And so I think that even though I already had my goal set out, the fact that she was able to remind me and to give me that extra push is really what got me started on writing the book. And I think that's part of the whole concept of the media conference. If anyone would need that little push in person or to interact with people, I think that's why the conference, that's part of the reason the conference is being held.
Okay. Makes a lot of sense. Wow. And so can you briefly tell us, how did it feel when you got your book published and accomplished your goal? How did that feel?
Oh, it felt excellent. It was one of those goals. It was one of those things that I've always wanted to accomplish. And so mm-hmm. when I finally accomplished it, it brought about a new feeling. Like it was an added thing. It was something that I could say about myself proudly. So I don't know for some of the parents on the call, but it's something like having a child. It's something that you're really proud of, and it's a huge mm-hmm. accomplishment, especially how you raise a child, how you deal with a child, and how your child interacts with other people. That shows who you are. And so my book was, in a way, like my own. So I can now add author, published author to my name whenever I'm presenting somewhere, I'm speaking somewhere.
Absolutely. Wow. That is awesome. And listen, hey, brother, you are awesome, my man. I just have to let you know that is great. That is terrific. Wow. Man. Woo. Yeah, that's awesome. I think it's great, the fact that, somebody like yourself, you can be as young as you are, but you still have people far older than you look up to you as a role model. And Mr. Monroe, I look at you as a role model, because you are on the right path, sir, and you're doing great right now. Just want to let you know that, and that is awesome.
Thank you. That is awesome.
Yes, sir. So what we're going to do, we want to open up the line for any callers that have questions. Any questions that they'd like to ask Mr. Monroe or myself right now. If any callers would like to ask a question, right now is the time to raise your hand. Right now, to raise your hand, all you have to do is press the number 1 on your phone. Press 1, and what we'll do is we'll get you right on so you can ask a question. Okay,
Michael, we have caller 0881 with a question. Your line is open.
Okay, right ahead,
hi, good morning, Michael. Good morning, Ann. It's Stephanie Ebanks here in sunny West Palm Beach.
Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful, and how are you guys this morning? I'm good. I wanted to share, I didn't really have a question, but we're talking about reading Think and Grow Rich book, and I just wanted to share one of my favorite poems, actually, in the book on page 35. And it goes, I bargained with life for a penny, and life would pay no more. However, I begged at evening when I counted my scanty store. For life is mm-hmm. just an employer. It gives you what you ask. But once mm-hmm. you have set the wages, why, you must bear the task. I work for menial hire, only to learn dismayed that any wage I'd ask of life would have willingly paid. So
wow.
just a reminder that, there's an abundance out there, and it's what we
mm-hmm.
ask for that we get. If we don't ask, we don't get. So there's no effort required to aim high in life, like the book says. It says, remember, no more effort is required to aim high in life to demand abundance and prosperity than is required to accept misery and poverty. So, we have to aim high, and we have to set high standards for ourselves in terms of our goal. Because if we don't, then, we're just meandering around and get nowhere fast. So that's one of the things that the mid-year allows you to do. It helps you to set some goals and help you keep yourself accountable. So we are looking forward to seeing you guys there in July 20th in Boca Raton.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, that is great. Wow. Wow. And now Stephanie, can I ask you one question about that poem? What exactly does that mean to you? Can you just let other callers know, how that poem breaks down in your mind so we can better relate?
It breaks down in my mind because before I started masterminding, we all have desires, we all have dreams, but we don't know how to go about achieving them. A lot of people don't know how to go about achieving them. We talk about them. Oh, I wish I could do this, and I wish I could do that, and I should do this, and I should do that. But with the book help and the help of other people, you can now set goals. You can now set a higher bar for yourself than the one that you are standing at right now. Just stepping over day and day. You can raise that bar and we'll see how high you can go rather than stay at where you're at. That's basically what it means for me, is changing the level at which I had my bar set. I kept stepping over it day after day going, oh, I wish I could do this and I wish I should do that, but I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't doing anything. So that's what it means, just raising the bar on your life. It doesn't have necessarily have to be money. It can be just the quality of the life that you're living.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? I agree with you 100%, because whatever you want in this world, you can get it. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Well, listen, Stephanie, thank you very much for sharing. We really appreciate your input. And now what we're going to do, for our callers, we're actually going to go to our first commercial break. We're going to go to our first commercial break. So here we go, and I'll see you in a bit, ladies and gentlemen.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Great, and welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back from our first commercial break. And we are here discussing Think and Grow Rich, Chapter 9, The Mastermind Principle. And we're also discussing the International Mastermind Association Mid-Year Conference that will be held July 20th in the wonderful, beautiful Boca Raton. So, ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you've got your ticket. And if you haven't done so right now, go to the International Masterminders Association website, purchase your ticket there. Once you purchase your ticket, you can look forward to seeing me, Ann McNeil, Malachi Monroe, and the rest of the International Mastermind Association family in Boca Raton on July 20th. I look forward to seeing you there. And we're going to just go right back into our discussion. I'm sorry, where we're talking about Think and Grow Rich. Okay, so we're here in the version of Thinking Progress that makes all others obsolete. And we're in Chapter 9, The Power of the Mastermind. And I want to, share a few points with you, starting on page 184 at the top of the page. Analyze the record of anyone who has accumulated a great fortune and many who have accumulated modest fortunes, and you will find that they have either consciously or unconsciously employed the mastermind principle. Great power can be accumulated through no other principle. Sounds like a deep concept. Let's just continue forward to see what else we can discover in this book. Okay, so what is a mastermind? Okay, a group of brains coordinated or connected in a spirit of harmony will provide more thought energy within a single brain, just as a group of electric batteries will provide more energy than a single battery.
Mm.
Wow. And I want to share one more concept from here. Individuals take on the nature and the habits and the power of thought of those with whom they associate in a spirit of sympathy and harmony.
Mm.
So these are some powerful statements that I wanted to share. And I wanted to share them because, you know, these tell you directly what a mastermind is, what a mastermind does, and what a mastermind can do for you. So, dear friend, if you don't have a mastermind group yet, it's okay. It's okay. You know, not everyone knows about the power of the mastermind, which is why we're being informed today. So
Mr.
what I suggest is to go out and find a mastermind group. And if you haven't done so, you'll be able to do so July 20th at the International Masterminders Mid-Year Conference. So, Mr. Monroe, are you there, Mr. Monroe?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. So, Mr. Monroe, I'd like to ask you a question. And this question is, related to the mastermind principle. Now, why do you think it's so important that you start masterminding as soon as possible?
I repeat that question, please.
Okay. Why do you think it's so important that you start masterminding as soon as possible? Like, what are the benefits that someone can receive by starting, their masterminding experience early like you did? What are some of the benefits?
Oh, okay. Well, firstly, I think that masterminding is a better way of living your life. Like, in a way, it makes everything easy because you have your life planned out, your life is organized, and you know what you want to do, and if not, then you will soon decide. You also accomplish a lot more goals easier, which gives you more time and a wider view on other things that you may want to do. So if you wanted to start your own business, you can start your own business now and have the money for the trip abroad that you wanted to take later. Actually, a friend of mine, Mr. Luke Cutchings, he had an idea for this app where you can get free apps, and he wanted something where he didn't really have a fixed target audience, but he wanted something that he can that everybody can use, right? Mm-hmm. And so he had this idea for a couple years, but he never really acted on it. So with the help of friends and family, he was able to complete this app, and he taught himself design Photoshop to reduce the cost of producing the app. And so he has the software now, and this is an excellent app. And so what it does is it allows you to get paid apps in the market for free for a certain day. But I think in the way he used this, he had something that he wanted to accomplish, and he set out and he accomplished it. And now he's setting out on his other ventures to accomplish those things as well.
Wow. Wow, that is incredible. Man, wow. Wow, so for your friend, he took advantage of the power of the mastermind right away, and he was able to experience some incredible results also right away.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Wow,
right.
That's phenomenal. And what about you? What are some things that you've been able to accomplish, outside of the book that you said you published earlier? What are some other goals and achievements you've been able to, come across and achieve by using the power of the mastermind?
Well, this is also a great question. In terms of following up with the book or my business, I wanted to achieve a certain number of speaking engagements each year, a certain number of presentations, and the mastermind concept really helped with this. Before the book, it was just my book release, and then I'd have a couple of speaking engagements here and there. But once you set out the definite number of things you want to accomplish, everything with the help of your actions, everything works together to go after those things. So with my business, the Little Technology Professor, we travel teaching people how to use technology effectively, I had a definite number of speaking engagements or presentations that I wanted to present in a set period of time, and I had a set amount of how much I wanted to make from those. And so with the mastermind principles, once you apply those, everything works together. And so I was able to hit that number and over and go over that number, and I made more than the amount that I was projected.
Wow. Wow, that's incredible. And would you say that you know surpassing your goals is all caused by you being a part of a mastermind group?
Yes.
Mm. Wow, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. So it seems to me that you understand and you're living proof that mastermind it actually works.
It does work. It does work.
Wow. And you know what? You know, starting at such a young age, you know, it's going to be a long road of success, and you know, just more goals being accomplished for you, Mr. Monroe. You definitely have a lot to look forward to, and you know, definitely you caller listening in, take a lot from Mr. Monroe, because he's living proof. You know, he's not just talking about it; he's living it, and you know, the results are there; they're showing, and he's smashing through records and you know, creating history and you know, creating a legend out of himself right now. Are using this very simple principle that we're speaking about today. So, thank you for sharing that, Mr. Monroe. And if I can't ask you another question, you know, how is it, you know, that a person can get into masterminding and find a mastermind group if they don't have one right now? How can they get into it and start, you know, applying this principle?
Well, I highly suggest picking up the book Think and Grow Rich first. Before you make any attempts to join a mastermind group, because this book is the handbook to the whole mastermind concept. It gives you a number of excellent principles and some excellent stories to go along with them to show you why you should mastermind. This book is your guide, your handbook. And so the book is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. You can pick it up in any bookstore. You can also purchase it online. And also, you can look at mastermind groups on YouTube, how they are conducted, and you can also visit International Mastermind internationalmasterminders.com link.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. It's great. So you guys can definitely go online right now to check out how you can get started, you know, by, you know, going, like you said, on YouTube, on the website, and different resources. You know, there are no excuses, my friend. So, you know, if you want to change your life and take your life to the next level, accomplish your goals, and really live the life you dream about, you know, there's no excuses to not get started right now, because everything is here and available for you. So what we want to do, we want to get into, you know, a few questions. So, Carla, if you've got a question, you've got a comment, you even got a story that you want to share, you know, right now is the time to raise your hand so that way we can, you know, get you in on the line so that way you can share. And the way you do that is simply by pressing 1. So if you got a question, you got a comment, you got something you want to share, you want to tell me about how your 4th of July was, no, don't do that. But if you got something that you just want to share and get on the air right now, please press 1. We'll get you in. We'll get you live so that way you can speak and you can, you know, let everybody else know how you feel, and you can share with us. So if you want to do that right now, press 1. In the meantime, what we're going to do, because it looks
Hello,
like...
Hello, Michael?
Yes, ma'am, Ms. McNeil. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, thank you so much for accepting my question. And my question really is, what do you think is the best way for someone who is actively involved in sports that may be a young person, say, for example, to mastermind,
mm-hmm.
because very often they're extremely busy. And I would like to akin or suggest that when I look at a sports team, I really look at the team as being a mastermind group because they mm-hmm. all have a common goal. Each person
yeah.
must play their part. But
mm-hmm.
it's focused normally on one particular subject, if you will, that might be the sport, whether it's basketball, football, whatever the sport may be. But what would you suggest would be a good way for, say, basketball team to possibly mastermind in terms of being able to have a better quality of life and reading in different areas of their life? But before we answer that question, Michael, we do have, I do want to yield to caller 8535. Your hand is up, and Diane, just open your line. Thank you.
Hey, good morning. How are you? Hey, this is Rufus Curry, Jr.
Hey, good morning, Rufus.
I'm doing well, man. You know, I was just going to sit back and listen when I heard Malachi come on, and it's always refreshing to hear youth putting their hand, throwing their hat in the ring, and doing their part. And it's refreshing as an educator to see young kids that are alive and well. Now, the thing that we also have to remember is that these children have this.
Hello? Rufus, I think Rufus might have, he might have dropped his call. Hello, Rufus. Okay. Well, Ms. McNeil?
Yeah, I think we lost Rufus. So, Rufus, if you don't hear anything, that means that we cannot hear you. And while we're waiting for him to come back on and call back in, we do have another caller. Your last four numbers are 3236. Your line is open. If you want to go ahead with your question, call 3236.
Hello. Hi, Michael. My name is Kieran, and, you know, the thing today with, you know, kids is that, like, you know, they always got something going on, you know, practices, school, and their life is extremely busy. And, like, you know, my son, Christopher Poole, he's always on his computer, he's always doing all this stuff, you know, and I sometimes feel like he isn't motivated to do something with his life. So, I mean, I don't know. But, I mean, he's a good kid. He works hard in school. You know, A's and B's. But, like, I just feel like he doesn't have a dream to do something. I mean, 4chan is a pretty good place, I mean. But, like, I think he wants to get in the workplace, you know?
Yes.
It's a pressing question in this world, you know. I mean, I think we need more people that are just going to go make a company. We need to help America. America's falling behind in math, falling behind in science. We just need to move forward, like Obama said.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
And, you know, I agree with you on that because, you know, we're in a time where, it's like a fork in the road as a country where we can either, take the left side and, you know, we continue to a path of destruction, or we can go on the right side and we go on a path, you know, to success, to prosperity, and to abundance. And, you know, honestly.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I got to go, but it's been a nice time talking to you. And, 4chan Army.
Thank you also for calling in, caller. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yes, Michael, Rufus Curry, Jr. is back on the line. Rufus, your line is open. Thank you.
Hey, welcome.
Hey, what's up, Mike? I just wanted to commend all of the children. There are children that are on the line and children that are not on the line. I had the pleasure to bear witness to Malachi and... But the thing I want to say is that Malachi is the product of an environment, of a village, okay? And so the cause and effect, you know, the cause is his mom and dad and his grandmother, and the effect is this kid that we see standing in front of us. So, you know, we don't want to miss that, and which, you know, we talked about the sports analogy that Ms. McNeil talked about, and that's exactly it. You know, and I shared something with my son the other day. You know, he's a young basketball player, and it's summertime. And, you know, the things that I tell he and his buddies is that, this is the time that you make great strides because your opponent and some of your teammates are asleep right now. So you're working
right
during the summer, and you're doing your thing, and you're working with people of like mind and what have you, and they have practice on Fridays. And, you know, it's a little thin now. It's a little sparse because the summer's here. But the kids who are putting in the time during the summer, they're going to be leaps and bounds ahead of the kids who are just chilling right now when it comes to when it comes to the school year. So I just wanted to leave you with this quote from Calvin Coolidge that I shared with him. It says, nothing in this world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful people with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. The slogan, press on, has solved and always will solve the problems of the human race. And that's by President Calvin Coolidge. So that's where that mastermind comes in. That's organized persistence.
Wow. Wow, a very powerful quote, brother. Very powerful quote.
And, you know, I'm
sorry, say it again.
Go ahead, Malachi.
Oh, well, I was following up on what you were saying with your son and his friends. This is also the same thing applied to me. You know, I just started track when I moved to the Bahamas, and so I've been trying to join the national team for the Bahamas. And so I was talking to a couple of my friends, and I would hear them say, you know, this is my off season. And I was like, hey, what do you mean off season? There's no such thing as off season. You know, while you guys are sleeping, I'm up training. While you guys are out going to the movies, I'm outside my house running stairs. And so I think that, you know, when you train or something, or when you're working while they're sleeping, that's what separates you from them. Because then when time comes to run again, you know, I'm going to be, you know, through my practice, through my goals and dedication, I'm going to come out on top because I've been working. So, and I think this is also the case with having a lot of things to do. And with the masterminding in sports, I think prioritizing an organization is key. Handle your schoolwork first, anything with school. Handle your activities last.
You know, you're absolutely right, Malachi. I'm a high school teacher. I used to coach football, basketball, and volleyball. And I noticed that when I first started coaching, I was having a lot of success with the female athletes, my basketball players and my volleyball players. And I love the game of football, but I wasn't as successful with the football players. And it wasn't just the physical difference between, say, my group of kids and other schools, but what the thing with the girls were, they almost had like a chip on their shoulder, and they had something that they wanted to prove. I never ever had to get at female athletes for their grades. Their grades were always on point. The only thing that we had to worry about, I was beautiful. I had to come to practice and decide how much I wanted to run, what plays you want to work on, scout the next team and the whole 9 yards. And that coaching experience was magnificent because there was a common objective, and that objective was to be successful on the basketball court. And they made it easy because they created a situation where I didn't have to worry about grades.
Wow, that's incredible. That's phenomenal. So, wow.
You know, also as a young man, you know, trying to take that lead, you know, Malachi, you know, I'm a soldier by profession. I'm a soldier in the United States Army. I'm Lieutenant Colonel, and leadership is can be tough. And you're talking to your friends. I was having a conversation with my son yesterday, and they were at practice, and he was trying to give out some instructions, and you know, to get kids, get his peers, get their heads back in the practice, in the game, and he was talking, and the kid was hearing him. He understood what he said because he was speaking English, And but he didn't. He chose not to listen right away. And it was a valuable lesson for my son. It said, you know, it's difficult to lead a lot of times. And sometimes you're going to have to go by yourself. Sometimes you're going to have to run stairs. And you're going to be out in the hot sun when it doesn't make sense to anybody. They're looking out the window saying, man, that dude must be crazy. He must be crazy. But it's those days right there that will allow you to stand out there in that blue, gold, and that black on the other side of the planet and to stand on that podium and you know, lift your hands above your head and get you some jewelry around your neck and they'll say, well, how did he get there? And it was those days when you were standing outside in the hot sun running them stairs and your friends were inside looking at the window saying, man, that dude must be crazy. But that crazy, and if we can call it that, it's focused on getting you somewhere you want to be.
Right. Rufus, excuse me one second. Rufus.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I want to just make sure, this is Ann McNeil again, I want to make sure before we wrap up the show, because we're almost at the top of the hour, that if you would please share with our listening audience about the great show that you and Laura Greer are doing on Wednesdays, because I don't know if you've noticed, but your ratings are going through the roof on that show. Can you share with us some information about the show and how the Blog Talk listeners and those who will be downloading this show in the future can possibly listen to you every week?
Yes, ma'am. Laura Greer, I've been blessed to be partnered with Laura Greer. Been blessed to be given the spirit of a listening. And I was able to listen, and I've been paired with Laura Greer. And we have a show, Blog Talk Radio show, that airs on Wednesday nights. It's called Sell to Success. And our focus is on selling, because anybody who's in business or anybody who's looking to be successful, they're selling something, whether the initial sales proposition is selling yourself, your personality, and you. And then you can move on to selling your goods, services, or products. And Sell to Success is for anyone who is looking to improve the ability to sell themselves and things. So we have a great conversation. We're going to do some things leading up to the mid-year, and hopefully we're going to do a lot of focusing and promoting of the mid-year as well. So I'm going to hang some things out there on my Facebook page and promote through my network. What I'd like to do is to promote, get others to promote, and each one tell one, tell something about the mid-year and see if we can get some folks to come out and to participate, as well as to get some youth to come out to participate. I know it's the summertime and it's a camp and other obligations, but if we can get them there, you know, I'm trying to bring a passel of kids in there, because this is important, because we're talking about changing the tide. You understand what I'm saying? Of we're trying to influence the future, and there's no greater way to influence the future with our children, and we lead by example. So the example that we set as adults influences what our children will do and change the future.
Wow. Well, Rufus, listen, we want to thank you very much for sharing, and we're actually out of time now. So what we're going to do, we're going to wrap up the show. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been an absolutely great show. And if you have not done so, you know, if you still have any questions, if you still have any things you want to ask us or share, definitely go to the International Masterminds Association website right now. Go on there and just buy your ticket for the mid-year event. Just buy your ticket. I mean, stop wasting time. You want to go to the next level. You want things to just, you know, just be incredible in your life, and you want just an amazing amount of prosperity. Buy your ticket for the mid-year conference in Boca Raton, July 20th. I mean, just buy it. That's all you have to do. Once you buy your ticket, you know, just come out. You start at 8. You know, be early, be on time, and we'll meet you there. We're going to have a great time. And it's gonna change your life. Bottom line, friend, it's going to change your life. And after you leave that event, you'll be a completely renewed, rejuvenated person. So, on behalf of my guests, Ms. Malachi Monroe, Mr. Rufus, everyone else who shared this morning, Ms. Ann McNeil,
This is the International Masterminders Association. July 20th, I'll see you at the Mid-Year Conference. I am Michael Baptiste. Visit me, www.profitwithmichaelbaptiste.com. Take care.